Before I go ahead and start this video, I want to say a huge thank you to Duerity for sponsoring this video. Their device Tinnerity has completely changed the game when it comes to managing tinnitus. To find a clinic near you, click the link in my description below.
I am tired of seeing things online that say this can cure your tinnitus, or if you do this, your tinnitus will be eliminated. People who claim that their programs and their diet has cured their tinnitus are chatting a load of I'm sorry, they are. It's the sad truth, and obviously everyone wants to believe that if you eat a certain food, your tinnitus will completely eliminate itself, but that's just not how it works. Also, I'm really sorry about all of this dust. I don't know what's going on, to be honest. Why is my other window not going down? What? I need a new car. I often have people message me and they say, well, there's been lots of reviews from this person and they've said that it's cured their tinnitus following their diet. And come on, don't get me wrong, diet has increased my well-being, but it has not cured tinnitus. And if I didn't know any better, if I had just got tinnitus now and done no research, I'd probably fall for it myself. There are ways to manage, and you can get to the point of living happily despite tinnitus. I'm here to tell you that no diet is going to cure your tinnitus, but what will help you find relief is hobbies. The act of cooking, the act of stimulating your different senses, so stimulating your scent, your taste, your touch, you know, and that is what is going to help you more than the actual food. Don't get me wrong, eating salty foods all the time is probably not going to do you any favours, but nor is a unhealthy lifestyle for any part of your life, not just your tinnitus. If you're feeling overall crappy, then your tinnitus is going to probably be worse, because you're going to be like not looking after yourself, you're going to be finding different faults within yourself, you're just not going to be feeling good. But if you're fueling yourself with foods that are healthy, well, the likelihood is you're going to feel a lot better within yourself mentally, which then contributes to you perceiving your tinnitus less. In 2020 was my worst days of tinnitus, and I'm nowhere near that point now, thankfully. But I feel like everyone with tinnitus, especially if you're watching this video right now, you're probably in the state of desperation and you want to learn more about your tinnitus and find quick relief. Unfortunately, quick relief does not exist for tinnitus, and there is no pill, there is no remedy that's going to help you. But there are ways to manage, there are ways to help you find relief. Not in the sense of your tinnitus will disappear, but in the sense of your mindset will change. And for the majority of us, our tinnitus, you can't really find an underlying cause, but for some people there are an underlying cause, and once you get that situation treated, then your tinnitus will go along with that as a symptom. Okay, so that's why it's so important to get checked by a medical professional, because there could be something going on, like with your jaw, with something inside of your auditory system that you can find out and you can assess, and you can then eliminate that, and then tinnitus will follow on. You know, it will go away. But for the majority of us, like myself, I've had tinnitus my whole life, and the likelihood is there's nothing really wrong with me apart from the fact that I have mid-range hearing loss that comes with it. So I don't know what actually came first, the tinnitus or the hearing loss, but yeah, that'll be a mystery. But it's something that I've learned to accept now, and something I've learned to live with. And it always used to bother me, the fact that I didn't know what was causing it. But that's okay. In the realm of tinnitus, it's okay to not know, and it's okay to not find things about your specific case, because everyone's tinnitus is unique. Everyone's. And that's why you'll find things online saying, oh, this is a remedy to cure your tinnitus because it helped me. Well, everyone's different. Everyone has different circumstances. For example, if you're lacking in so many vitamins and then you start actually eating properly, that can be where your tinnitus like goes away as a result. You know, I don't know. There's a big mystery around tinnitus, a big mystery, because no one really knows what exactly it is, why it happens. But there are a lot of concepts and theories that do make a lot of sense. For example, when I went to Stephen Hale Hearing, he basically said that tinnitus is just filling in that gap that you're not listening to with like your hearing loss, for example, or it can be your brain listening inwards to different sounds. I mean, I'm going to talk more about this to Stephen today, but that will be in my next video. So next week, I will ask Stephen all of these different questions that you guys have about tinnitus, where it comes from, what it is. This is why I love talking about tinnitus a lot, because when you go online, you can't really find a whole lot of information. And when you go onto like journal articles and look at reliable information, you look at these numbers and the stats and you're like, what is going on? Like, I can't even comprehend what this study is showing. So, you know, that's why I'm here, to tell you my experience, because I've gone to numerous audiologists. I've spoken to a lot of ENTs, audiologists with Otto. These people have really told me with full transparency what they know about tinnitus, what you can do about it, and how to retrain your brain to actually live happily. And that's one of the reasons why I'm making this video today, the no bullshit guide to tinnitus. The main thing you need to know is that there is no quick fix, and you can actually live happily and retrain your brain. And that's the key thing, retraining your brain, okay? When I was first told the concept of retraining your brain, it was the first ever ENT appointment I had. I ended up going private because I couldn't be bothered to wait 2 years. 2 years for an appointment with the NHS. That was in lockdown time, but because I was so desperate in lockdown and it was just me, myself and I, you know, with my tinnitus, I needed to find some relief and talk to someone. What they said to me that day confused the hell out of me. What they said to me then was, you can actually go for rehab with your tinnitus. I was like, what does that even mean, rehab? When they said rehab, I was like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, what is rehab to do anything to do with tinnitus? But now I look back, I'm like, okay, I see what they meant. But I was waiting for like a rehab appointment. I was literally waiting for them to like put me into somewhere to like sort myself out my tinnitus, like to get rid of tinnitus, to stop me from thinking about it. But that is not what it's all about. What it's all about is yourself and having the willpower and the strength to change your perception of tinnitus. So my tinnitus hasn't changed. It hasn't changed at all since 2020, apart from like the crazy spikes I had when I didn't wear hearing protection. But these days, because I know how to manage, I hardly listen to it. Like right now, I'm in a silent car and I can hear it when I tune into it, but does it bother me anymore? No. And the reason is because I no longer am scared of it. I was terrified of it in the past. I was scared it was going to kill me. But these days, I know that tinnitus isn't going to hurt me, and I know kind of what it is and why I have it. But it stopped me so much from doing things in the past. It stopped me from living my life. And I feel like the more I laid in bed all day, like reminiscing about the times where I didn't care about my tinnitus, the more it fueled it, basically, the more power I gave to it. And that's so true, because if you think about it as you're walking through a very grassy field, very like overgrown, right? And hear me out. And then you're walking through it, walking through a path every day, the path becomes trodden. And that's the same thing in your brain, right? This is what I've been told. It's like you're creating this new pathway in your brain. So you create a new habit, rather than thinking negatively all the time, you create a new positive habit and you follow that route in your brain. So it's all about like the thought patterns. If you have more positive thought patterns, you're not really going to think about your tinnitus all the time. But if you have negative ones, you're constantly going to be in that loop. You're constantly going to be fueling that pathway of being so negative and giving your tinnitus attention. And that's what I was, the state I was in. And now these days, I know what's healthy for me. I know how to live with it. And I've found tools to manage. Like, I've got hearing aids now, and they've given me my social life back. And it's ultimately changed my life. Anyway, I'm now off to go and see Stephen Hale. I'm ready to ask all of the questions that you guys submitted. I just think it'd be really great to have someone that's an expert talk about tinnitus and answer your questions, rather than me just give my own experience, so it gives a bit of variation. But thankfully, he's only down the road and he's the best audiologist I have ever been to. So I'll see you there. So where are